Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Ron Kane. As you know, during the live show yesterday, I kind of let the cat out of the bag about some new flavors and new products that are being released over at Quest. Very, very exciting stuff. Later in the show, we'll have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation coming on to talk about two things. Bill Falloon's new book, Pharmacracy, and that's P-H-A-R-M, Pharmacracy. And also the trace mineral indium as an anti-aging adjunct. Okay, so let's get right to this story. One of my favorite things, in fact, how you doing, Ron Kane?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. My routine is this. I train. I throw a shaker bottle full of protein powder down my throat immediately after training. And if I'm using any types of peptides, I do them at that moment. Get into the studio, and I chum down 2 to 3 Quest protein bars. Right now, I'm addicted to the cinnamon apple. I have tasted a couple of the new flavors, and I have to tell you something. I think that you guys have sold your soul to the flavor gods, because every single flavor that comes out of Quest is so spot on. I'm amazed. And, you know, I eat a lot of protein bars. I don't want to go through the names of them. I stopped eating 99% of them once I started eating the Quest protein bars. Every single flavor you guys come out with is so spot on. It doesn't taste synthetic. It tastes exactly the way you would expect it to taste based on the name on the label.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Yeah, we do spend a heck of a lot of time in formulation, and about 99% of what we make gets thrown out. So, you know, I guess you can taste it, but it really is something. My wife does all the product formulations. We do a lot of taste testing. We do a lot of sampling with our VIPs like yourself and people who give us a lot of early feedback so that we can really fine-tune it before we actually launch the flavor as a finalized one.
Yeah. The prototype bar that I tasted recently was the is it called a cinnamon bun or something like that? What do you call it?
Cinnamon roll, yeah.
Cinnamon roll. The buttery flavor, the cinnamon was not overpowering as you would expect it to be. The buttery flavor, everything just melts together in a cacophony of flavor in your mouth. It's just unbelievable. I was like, oh, I just want to get these down. Then I tasted the peanut butter and jelly, and I was like, oh, man, I can't get over it. Every single flavor that comes out of there is just amazing. Okay, so with that being said, a couple exciting things. First of all, tell us about the new flavors that are actually being launched right now.
Well, we're launching 5 flavors. 2 of them are finalized, the cinnamon roll, which you mentioned, and then just this week we launched the chocolate peanut butter. And the feedback on both of those has been amazing. And there'll be 3 more flavors, 1 coming out each week on Monday. And, you know, people can purchase like kind of the first run batch. And then based on that, the biggest thing in terms of actually launching a new flavor is actually the artwork and the print and getting that stuff out. So people can kind of get an early taste before the flavors get launched. But those are the 2 we've launched. We've got 3 more going in our natural line. You know, that'll be the next 3 weeks.
Now, I want to talk about the natural line in a minute. I want to make sure I understand something. If people buy any of the new flavors, these are still considered like quote unquote prototype bars, so they're going to be in just plain silver wrappers, correct?
They are going to be in a plain silver wrapper. That is correct.
Okay, but the boxes will have the nutritional information on them?
No, even the box will be sort of a like a generic box or a box for another flavor. Once we actually launch, you'll obviously have the nutritional flavors on the box and on the bars themselves. But we provide that all the time. You can see it right on the website.
People, okay. Am I? Elisa told me that the cinnamon roll bar that I ate the other day is actually considered a low carb bar. Is that true?
Yeah, it really is. Essentially, you know, a lot of people think of us as kind of a low-carb company because
right.
that's sort of where we started. But really, the whole mission of Quest is to give people control over their nutrition, whether that's macronutrients, et cetera. So, you know, in the future, very shortly, actually, we're going to be launching a whole clean carb line so that people can use it either for post-workout or if they're just eating more carbs in their diet at that time. They'll basically pick the product that makes sense. So the new one that you – the two new flavors we're talking about now, they really are part of our natural line. Which we can talk about further, but essentially they are low-carb as well. So pretty much every bar that we have currently is a low-carbohydrate bar.
Very, very exciting stuff. Okay, let's get right into it. Over the past few months, from time to time, I would get an email from somebody who would say, I love the Quest protein bars. They're delicious, but the last ingredient is sucralose, and I've cut sucralose out of my diet. And keep in mind that I've spoken to Tom, and he's told me that the reason that sucralose is the last ingredient in the bar is because you guys use like a microscopic amount of it just to kind of bridge the flavor of the other sweetener that's in there. But people still kind of shied away from it. Did you find that as well? They were asking you, why did you put sucralose in the bar?
Well, you've really got two camps of people. I mean, we focus really heavily on people that are really savvy. So by and of, you know, far and large, the biggest part of our customer base actually likes sucralose because they know it's 600 times sweeter than sugar. And
right.
if you were to look at how many grains you actually put in a bar, it's tiny.
Right.
Plus, recently in the last like maybe 6 months, I've seen kind of articles coming out saying, you know, artificial sweeteners are bad. Make sure you stay with natural sweeteners. A lot of those articles then point people to agave, which is like 90% fructose.
It's terrible.
And you know, we all love this concept of natural. I mean, it's so, it just seems to make sense. You know, science can be a great boon to us, but at the same time, it can kind of have a double-edged sword quality to it. If you look at our philosophy, we've really looked at sucralose, and if you really start looking at studies or anything that's said that's kind of anti-artificial sweetener, they generalize. They don't really say XYZ's happened. If you think about it for a second, if I take a teaspoon of sugar and feed it to you, you can measure huge metabolic effects. I mean, you've got insulin, you've got all kinds of a hormonal cascade going from a tiny bit. And if you look around you, obviously sugar has pretty detrimental effects if you just look at the obesity epidemic. If I were to give you a significant amount of sucralose, you literally wouldn't measure anything.
Right.
So that's not saying that there couldn't possibly be something wrong. I really do think that a lot of that is possibly misguided. But what we did is there's like, you know, the 15% of our customers would say, hey, I'd prefer a natural lime. And one of the things we always try to do in Quest is really look at what makes sense and give people control. So we've always been kind of an anti-sugar alcohol company. So we weren't really too interested in that. We've worked a lot with stevia, but every single taste testing we did with stevia, without exception, the stevia bar rated so much below the sucralose bar. Until finally we were talking to a low-carber who said, have you guys considered erythritol? Now, the erythritol is a sugar alcohol, but it is very different than the sugar alcohols. I'll give you an example. Some of the sugar alcohols actually have more calories than a regular carbohydrate. So
really?
4.3 calories. Yeah, you know, they're used in the bars. Pretty much maltitol, lactitol, and sorbitol.
Sorbitol, right,
used.
Right.
Those are the big ones. And people think, oh, in the old days what it was is there was some kind of, the FDA was a little loose on what they allowed you to do, so people could kind of hide carbohydrates by using sugar alcohols. The problem with sugar alcohols is they don't replenish, you know, muscle glycogen, so they're not really something that you want from that standpoint. And some of them actually had more calories than the carbs do. So then the FDA tightened that up, and now they have to be shown on the label. The only one that's different than all the others, it still has the OL ending, is erythritol. And erythritol only has 0.2 calories per gram. So effectively, it's calorie-free.
Right. Right.
And it's the only one that you can take without any stomach upset. And, you know, this is kind of in the literature. You can see it all the time. But we literally fed, you know, a lot of the guys here at Quest were just taking, I mean, cupfuls of the stuff just to see. We took the people with the most sensitive stomachs because at first we didn't really believe it. But it's pretty amazing. And if you use stevia and erythritol, which is what our natural sweetener blend is, it works really well. So that's really what this whole new natural line of bars is. It basically takes out the sucralose, and then it uses erythritol and stevia, and then we still have the Lohan, which is that natural sweetener that they've been using in China.
Yeah, for thousands of years, right.
Now, yeah.
Now, so basically, and I've heard this before, Elisa and I have tried to bake with stevia, and it doesn't really work like sugar does, except in beverages, in my opinion. I mean, you could add stevia to coffee, but it still doesn't have a true sugar taste. There's something bitter going on with stevia as well. So you I guess you needed the erythritol just to kind of bridge it a little bit on the tongue?
Yeah, what's interesting is, you know, I've looked a lot at the science of sweetness, and it's amazing how much they've learned, and it's one of those things that the more they learn, the more complex it gets. Pepsi, for example, is really trying to retool itself to be a nutritional company.
Right.
And they've got a robot that's like over $1 million that understands sweetness and how it works in the tongue, and they're taking every single extract and feeding it to the robot. It is so complicated in terms of the way the molecules work. So sweetness is so complicated. And you're right that you can use several different natural sweeteners to kind of round out some of the problems in the others.
Right.
And that's really going to be, I think, the only way that we're going to conquer this thing where we can get something that's just like sugar. And it depends. You know, for me, if I take the blend that we use and put it on my tongue, it is almost indistinguishable from sucrose, you know, from table sugar.
Right.
But for other people, it's not quite the same. So that's the one thing. Sucrose, the regular table sugar, pretty much people respond to the same way, whereas all the other sweeteners people respond to a little differently. But this is the first one we found that, you know, we actually had some flavors actually beat our original flavors. So that's when we knew, okay, that this is something we can actually use.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to cover a bunch of other information about the new Quest protein bars. You can get two free Quest protein bars. If you've never tried them, you're really missing out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad today to try them yourself. These are by far, you know what? Like Mark Dome said on our show, it's the only bar he eats when he's cutting pre-competition because he treats it like a real food and not a supplement bar. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world. But it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do you know that Ori Hofmeckler does not do interviews any longer, except for me? And he'll be on the show next Monday to talk about the release of his new book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. As you know, I had a pre-release transcript of it and read it, and we talked about it on the air. But we're going to get deeper into it next week. You're not going to want to miss that. Okay, we're talking with Ron Kane from Quest Protein Bars right now. So, Ron, I guess I'm going to have to change the radio spot now.
Yes, we will. We will have to do that.
Was it a hard decision to make? You know, sometimes companies dig their heels in philosophy, and they abandon what's right to do to stick to their philosophy. Was it hard to say, you know, maybe this particular sugar alcohol isn't the worst thing in the world?
Not really, because really our philosophy is like a lot of people out there. We only abide by what works. So if we had to completely change everything tomorrow, we would want to do that because we use our own product. So at the base, the core, you know, the team of guys that kind of put this together really said, look, we want a product that that we use. You know, my wife is a figure competitor, and she was making bars for herself and using them. So it really wasn't a strange nutritional philosophical decision for us. I mean, it just made sense, and it does let you do some interesting things, as you've seen from the flavoring. I mean, it just has a different. It's just, you know, now we've got 11 flavors, or we will have 11 flavors here in about 3 weeks, and they're very different, and people are going to gravitate to what they like, and that's a big part of it. No matter what you do, I mean, we're animals, and you know, taste is a big part of the experience.
So does the natural line just exclusively really change the sweeteners? Because everything else you guys are doing is spot on.
Yeah, it really just swaps the sucralose for erythritol and stevia. Everything else is the same. We still only use, you know, whey and milk isolates. We don't use any concentrates, no soy. And that really is sort of, you know, what people have come to expect from us. It's, if we had a motto, I guess it would be expect less, not really expect more. We're not trying to pack it in with, you know, these strange micronutrients and things.
Right.
We really recognize that at the end of the day, food is really, really important. And you know, the biggest problem is sometimes when you're on the run or something, you can't make excellent food choices, and Quest is our attempt to get people as close to a chicken breast and broccoli or whatever that meal might be that they're trying to get to.
You know, I can eat, and I've shared emails with Tom about this. I can eat 8 Quest protein bars in an afternoon at the office. And people always joke with me because of the amount of fiber that's in them. But there's something about the fiber in Quest protein bars that doesn't hit me the same way that fiber, let's say, in Metamucil would or something. Is there something unique about the fiber that you use in the Quest?
You bring up a really interesting point, because this whole thing of fibers, I'm sure that in the next year you'll have someone on your show who really knows their stuff on this. But if you look at fibers, it's something we've been looking at a lot. You've got fiber, like you say, psyllium from Metamucil and things like that. And then, you know, you've got really strange things like digestive-resistant fibers, which are totally treated differently. They don't really provide any or much fewer calories, but they don't have that same, you know, like motility effect that
right.
you get with other things.
Bulking effect,
yeah.
Right.
Bulking, yeah. And one of the things that I thought was fascinating is, you know, you can take a baked potato, or take a potato, I should say, throw it in the microwave, and then let it cool. And after you've done that, that potato actually contains significantly fewer calories than before you microwave it, or if you bake it in an oven. And it's because what happens is that ultra heat, the way it actually plays with the fibers, it turns them from totally usable to non-usable fiber. So this whole thing of resistant fiber is a really interesting place, because now you're talking about foods that pretty much taste the same, but you're not getting the same amount of calories from it. So those are, you know, the things that we're looking at now. But you're right, certain fibers really are there. They're there to give body and things, but they don't provide the calories that a regular carbohydrate would.
And one would think that if I ate 80 grams of fiber in a day, that I would spend the rest of my day in the restroom. But your product doesn't do that. It's just amazing. I mean, it's startling. It's like, I can't say enough about the product. I talk about it all the time. And
yeah, and I appreciate that. I know it sounds self-serving, but we, you know, your enthusiasm is infectious. I mean, it feels great to hear it.
Well, it's like I could eat them. You know, Elisa will say to me, we'll be watching television at night, getting ready to go to bed, and I'll come downstairs with two Quest protein bars, and she's like, you're going to eat two more? And it's like I get addicted to them. I just can't stop eating them. You know, it's just it's an
amazing
thing.
Yeah, and we have people that are on, like, contest diets, and, you know, the whole trick of, like, with the apple pie bar, putting it in the microwave, or now some people have actually shared, we'll have an article coming out about how to bake it. It actually does something really interesting. So people feel like, gosh, I can eat pretty much a cheat meal without, you know, and you're sitting at 160, 170 calories, something like that. And that's one of the reasons why we use the fibers, is because it allows us to get the really high protein, in some cases more than a steak, but without having to get tons of calories. You know, eat a 400-calorie bar to get your 20 grams of protein, you're actually sitting at, you know, 42% calories protein in an apple pie bar, for example.
Does the protein do anything in blocking the absorption of any of the beneficial parts of the protein bar?
You mean the fiber?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The fiber. I apologize. Yes, does the fiber do anything in blocking the uptake of, let's say, protein or any of the other nutrients in the protein bar? I've heard some people say, too much fiber is really not the best thing in the world, and I haven't seen any literature to that effect. I mean, fiber occurs naturally in vegetables and stuff, and so nobody says, hey, we got to remove some of the fiber from vegetables before we eat them. There is a camp out there that's saying, hey, too much fiber can actually keep you from absorbing the protein, for instance.
Yeah, I've seen it with fat for sure. You know, the fiber can trap some of the fat, and you won't quite get, you won't utilize as much of the fat. But even if you look at the numbers, it's really low. I've never heard about it for protein. And I don't think so, because it's not that type of really tough vegetable fiber. I couldn't definitively answer it for sure. The only thing I've ever seen in literature is that it can trap some of the fat. But, you know, you're talking something like 3, 4%.
Yeah.
It's really tiny.
Insignificant.
Yeah.
How does Shannon come up with the flavors?
Well, you know, a lot. She's really interested in food. And, you know, Food Network is always on at our house, and she travels a lot to different shows and ingredient seminars and things like that. And then we have a huge community on Facebook of people that have, you know, suggested everything, some of which they'll tell us, hey, try this or that, and then it's already in development. So we already have some, you know, we get a lot of ideas that way. And then she just spends a lot of time just going through the process. You know, there's the process of actually making it taste good and doing the taste testing, and then there's the manufacturing process. As you may know, we have our own 10,000-square-foot facility where we actually make our own product.
Right.
We don't use any contract manufacturing. So then, you know, you got to make sure that it works in that process as well. But it's really, she's always, every day at the house, there's flavorings coming in from every different company, because to stay in the natural flavoring realm, you can't, unfortunately, get it all from one supplier, just because you might get 15 different apple pie flavors, and only one of the 15, you know, meets her spec. So she's just tireless, and it really shows.
Do you think you'll ever add any of the more complex agents into it? Like, you know, right now amongst the anti-aging community, you know, ginger extract and astragalus are very, very popular. Do you think you'll ever go that far? Will it always just strictly be a food?
Well, we'll probably do some interesting things. Like, you know, one of the things we're talking about doing is just making, like, our bars are currently 60 grams, which we do because you can kind of use them all the time. If you want to eat two, if you want to get 40 grams of protein, you can do that. But in the future, we will launch some bars that have 30, you know, plus grams of protein, and we could put some interesting things in there. One of the first things we've looked at is leucine, you know, for people that are trying to build muscle. That way you could get extra, maybe 5 grams of leucine a couple extra times a day. It might actually make a difference in terms of being able to put on muscle. And some of the other things you've talked about are definitely things that we'll broaden into. You know, really, there's going to be a pretty extensive line. I mean, the company's growing so quickly that we absolutely would consider some of those. And it's really just a matter of figuring out, you know, what do we think are the most powerful agents to use that would go into a bar without creating any, you know, adverse taste effects. But for sure, we'd be open to that.
Yeah, because obviously those are things that the customers look for, too, I would imagine, to enhance their experience with the product in general. So just to recap what flavors are being released right now, what flavors are available right now? People want to go to the Quest Protein Bar website and order some of the newly available flavors. They are?
Well, the two flavors that we've just launched are the cinnamon roll and the chocolate peanut butter. And those are the first two in the natural line.
And the natural line.
Three more, yeah. And we're doing initial runs right now, so the availability on those is not immediate. You know, you can go and email us or check if they're available. They'll be fully available in, let's say, you know, 5 or 6 weeks or something like that, when all the packaging is out, and then you just be able to order them just like the other five flavors.
So how much is a box of Quest protein bars? The currently available ones, the vanilla almond or the apple pie, those types.
It's $24.99 for 12 bars.
Yeah, that's great.
And there's five, six flavors now with the introduction of peanut butter and jelly on the original.
So will the natural line be the same price?
Yeah, it'll be the same price.
Wait a minute. Usually when companies remove something, they charge you more for the privilege of having something that doesn't exist in your food anymore. I mean, decaf costs more money than caffeinated. And you know what I'm talking about, right? You go shopping and you go, hey, I want the product that doesn't have this in it. You find that it's more expensive than the original one that had it in it. You guys didn't subscribe to that approach of commerce, huh?
No, it keeps things simpler. We have a lot of customers that are on auto delivery, so what they'll do is they'll sign up for, you know, I need these two flavors every 30 days or 60 days or 45 days, whatever it is. So it just keeps things simpler if we can do that. And you can't always, because sometimes ingredients really, you know, can be much more expensive. But so far we've been able to.
That's pretty impressive to me. As a company culture, I mean, usually the mode is, the first thing that people ask when they're doing pricing analysis is, well, what will the customer pay for it? What is the current price floor out there? You know what I mean? And it's and so it's clear that you don't subscribe to that. What you do is you go, okay, what did it cost us to make? And here's our margin. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a very strong product-oriented focus. I mean, you know, the social media has allowed us to really focus our efforts on product development, as opposed to packaging and doing all this price testing. The only thing we do a lot of testing with is flavor testing. But you're right, that's really not a big part of our strategy at all, the pricing.
We have a lot of questions to ask. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a ton of questions from listeners who are anxiously awaiting more information about the new Quest protein bars. If you have never tried the Quest protein bar before, you really are missing out, and I'm not just saying that. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad today, and I promise you that you will not be disappointed. I put my word on it. This is a product that I personally endorse, and I'm not paid to endorse it because I love them. They're delicious. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't call me later. Lick your head in your bed. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today. today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Ron Kane. Later in the show, a fan favorite, Dr. Michael Smith, will be on. We're going to be talking about Bill Falloon's new book, Pharmocracy, obviously about the pharmaceutical agenda, something I love to rail against. And then also the trace mineral called indium and its effect on aging and metabolic disorders. Ron, we've got lots of questions. I'm going to start with a couple from Facebook first, okay?
Sure.
Excuse me. Kevin Johnson wants to know if all of the flavors will eventually be available in the natural line.
No, we won't make all the flavors available in the natural line simply because, once you play with one variable, some things just don't translate for whatever reason. The sweetener just doesn't quite, get to the same level or just interferes a little bit. So
And people become accustomed to the bar tasting a certain way, and then you switch it on them. They go, that actually happened with me and Dante over at True Protein.
True Protein.
Yeah, because I was ordering the normal line, whatever you want to call it, Team Skip. And then he told me about their premium flavor line, which is a natural product, that it doesn't have the same sweeteners. I didn't like it. I ended up going back to the other one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got to be consistent. And, we'll ultimately keep growing both to the point where we'll have a lot of overlap. Like, for example, will there be a peanut butter flavor in the natural? Yeah, there will be. And certainly some of the really popular flavors will probably overlap in both. But they'll never be 100% duplicated.
Okay, Kevin had a second question. Mm-hmm. Will they have an affiliate program? Will you have an affiliate program for people to help market the bars?
We do have an affiliate program, and we're probably not doing a very good job of letting people know about that, so we'll have to make it a little clear. But, yeah, you certainly can. You can sign up as an affiliate, and if you have a website, it's pretty simple. You just basically point people to links that we'll custom make for you, and then you earn a percentage on all the sales, and you can read about it. But if you just send us an email, we'll certainly send you all the information on the affiliate program so that you can read it for yourself.
And if you're smart, you'll take most of your commissions in protein bars. That's my motto.
Believe it or not, we've actually had a few people that have brought that up. But,
absolutely. Okay. Actually, this one was emailed in from Kevin Johnson a couple days ago. Are the cinnamon roll flavor bars available yet? Yes, you've got that answer already. I'm going to go right through these. Let's see here. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I should be better prepared with all these. I have them in front of me right now.
No problem.
Obviously, we addressed this one. This was already addressed. The pricing is going to be the same for the natural line as well, unless, obviously, the cost of the materials. That was another one. I don't have a name on that question. Ron, did you see this happening with this product? Did you guys, like a lot of people, when they launch into a business, they just have a feeling that they're really on the mark. They've got their finger on the pulse of what the consumer wants. Did you ever dream that the bars would be this popular?
It's funny. We've bought and sold a lot of companies in the last 20, 25 years, and Quest was one of those things where everything was right out of the gate. The only question we had was whether people would get it, whether there was enough people out there in the market that were savvy enough, and it's been ridiculous. I mean, we have people that ask us the most interesting, intelligent questions, and to be quite frank, we knew we had something, But it's still always a little surprising to see the sheer overwhelming response. I mean, you know, if you were to see what's happened to our facilities, I mean, we've just expanded and expanded and moved and had to get bigger and bigger. It's just ridiculous how quickly it's growing. And this is really just the first product. There's a whole suite of products, you know, well beyond bars that we're going to be getting into.
Really?
Yeah.
Like food products, I mean, or?
Yeah, they'll be all in the nutritional realm. And, you know, until they're totally finalized, I can't be
no,
certain
I understand.
Which ones will make the thing.
Yeah.
But I'll give you an example. I mean, you can imagine walking into a Godiva store.
Right.
And walking out leaner and stronger.
I like that.
That's the kind of, I mean, some of the stuff that we've done, it's literally, it's unbelievable. I mean, if you think the bars are good, there's stuff coming out that people will just, you know, we're going to get a lot of accusations saying there's no way this contains what you say it has on the label.
Right. And that's a common problem. Dr. Scott Connolly once told me that the way most protein bar companies launch their product is they don't put as much protein in it as they say, and they put a lot more sugar than they say is in there, and they wait until they get caught, and then they change their formulation to be what it's supposed to be. But in the meantime, they get all of those, let's say, year or years of money under their belt selling a product that really wasn't what it was supposed to be. And the reality is that this is a model that a lot of other protein bar manufacturers may have adhered to, but that's because a lot of them are spending 80-70% of their budget on advertising. They have to find a way to fill that gap. In your case, you've gone exclusively grassroots. I mean, really, I mean, advertising on my show is small potatoes and some of the other things that you do, but you clearly don't do the things that some of the larger bar manufacturers do in getting the word out there. Will we ever see Quest protein bars in more mainstream? Like, the other day I went to the movie theaters and I thought, why don't they have Quest protein bars so that somebody like me can get something? I don't want popcorn. I don't want Raisinets. I would like to have a Quest protein bar. Well, you think you can ever break that plateau?
Yeah, we have a very detailed plan on how to go about doing that, and you really have to start kind of where we did, which is the most savvy of users, where we call them influencers, people that really get it. You know, we have a lot of trainers that will say, you know, I'll get an email and they say, look, you know, my trainer forbid me for the last 4 years of ever eating protein bars, and finally she said, now I can eat these. So we start there, and then you go into mass market, like, you know, the grocery stores and things like that. But ultimately, we see ourselves being, you know, the alternative for Kraft Foods. So it's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. You know, whether you're at the movie theaters or, you know, you open up your kitchen counters, you've really got the evil guys, we'll call them, you know, the guys that are pushing the sugar and stuff like that. And then you've got people, you've got Quest on the other side. So, yeah, we absolutely see it as a very large foods company and moving down that path.
You know who you need to reach out to? You need to reach out, and I'm sure that I'm not telling you anything that you already haven't thought of. You need to reach out to Howard Schultz at Starbucks. He needs this product because everything he has is garbage. I mean, I go into Starbucks to get a cup of coffee sometimes, and I look and I think, you know, do I really want to eat that? No, I don't want to eat that. Gee, I wish they had a protein bar. And they took a weak-ass, excuse me, stab at it when they came out with those protein smoothies, which had 12 grams of protein and, you know, 40 grams of fruit sugar in them. I think it was a summer or two ago that they did that, and they failed miserably. He needs the Quest protein bar.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. And those types of things are best done, as you said, grassroots, because we've had customers of ours who went to their local nutrition store or something and say, how come you guys don't carry Quest bars? I'm like, what's that? And then they find out about it, and then they end up carrying them. So that's really how a lot of our retail strategy has grown. And as we get stronger and have more and more people in the Quest army, I really think that's going to become possible, because then you're right. You're at a Starbucks and you don't have to reach for the yogurt. You can reach for the muffin. You can reach for the actual Quest bar or the other products that are coming out soon.
Now Shannon's dad is famous in the bodybuilding community. He is Chet Yorton, correct?
That's right.
Okay. What does he think of these bars?
He thinks they're amazing. I mean, he's a guy who, you know, he competed, really in the golden age of bodybuilding. He was known as the father of natural bodybuilding, so he was really totally anti-steroids. You know, this is back in the 60s where they were really coming on the scenes, and he managed to compete for years. So for him, nutrition was always a huge part, and he's eaten, you know, he's 72 now, so, you know, over 55 whatever years, he's been pretty much eating clean all the time. He never ate protein bars, and when he saw his daughter's formulation, he said, wow, this is pretty amazing. And he eats them, as you can imagine, by the box.
Does he have any favorite flavors?
He is, you know, he's one of those guys who I think he's eaten so long. He basically has a new flavor for the month, and then he'll switch to something else. And, you know, it was peanut butter there for a while, and now it's probably chocolate brownie. But he'll you know, the guy can eat chicken breast on end for years. So
he
likes them all.
All right, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about you personally. I you know, we always talk about the Quest protein bars, but we never really get to know Ron Kane. And you're a pretty interesting guy. Lisa and I had an opportunity about a year or so ago to sit down with you and Tom and the rest of your team in Columbus, Ohio. And you've got some interesting ideas. I want to talk about you when we come back. We're talking with Ron Kane from Quest Protein. If you have not, I'm sorry, Quest Protein Bars. If you have never tried a Quest Protein Bar before, you are missing out. Go to superhumanradio.com and get two free bars mailed to you. You don't even have to pay for shipping. What else does it take to get you to try them, for crying out loud? You want me to drive them to your house? You don't want me showing up at your door. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just a reminder for those of you who entered the Shaker Pro free shaker bottle giveaway. We will find another company to give away those shaker bottles. They won't be Shaker Pro. Shaker Pro bailed out on us at the last minute. Can't even get them to reply to an email. But I'm working feverishly to find a company to fulfill on their promises. So stay tuned. We did not throw away all those entry forms. I promise you that we will find someone to help us out with that. Okay. We're talking with Ron Kane right now. Of course, we've been talking about Quest protein bars. And I'm not just saying this. You know, Ron, I've been told by a lot of people that I've never met a supplement I didn't like. And that's probably true because I'm always looking. I'm like everybody on in my audience. I'm a consumer first. But I have to tell you that by and large, of all the things that I have tried over the years, the Quest protein bars never let me down. They're a fantastic product, and I love them. And I don't feel the angst when I eat them like I do an Oh Yeah bar, when I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a lot more sugar in here than they're saying. This is way too sweet, and I don't really like the crunchiness of it. And, you know, why am I eating this? I don't get that angst when I eat your bars. And anybody out there who's never tried a Quest protein bar, I really mean it. Try it. It's free. Go to my website. Click the banner ad. Try it. If you don't like it, I'll have you on the show to tell me why you don't like it. There you go. There's a challenge for you right there.
Wow. It's impressive.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about you. Shannon is a competitive, a figure competitor. Her dad is a competitive bodybuilder. Where do you fall in that? Are you a lover of physical culture?
You know, it's funny that you use that exact term because I remember, you know, when you did the interview with Muscle Smoke and Mirrors, the Mr. Roach.
Yeah, Randy Roach, good friend, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned how you really didn't consider yourself a bodybuilder. You really considered yourself more of a physical culturist. And, you know, I really like that aspect of it in the sense that I think performance is a really important part of it. I mean, you know, some people look at me and say, wow, you look like a bodybuilder. But it doesn't, you know, I don't like the concept of looking a certain way and not being able to, you know, sprint or, you know, kick or do anything like that. So I really do consider strength and performance as big of a part of it, obviously as much as the way you look.
So what type of training do you adhere to? Do you just go, do you lift? Do you alternate with aerobic stuff? Give me an idea of Ron Kane's week when you get to the gym.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first started, I was 6'2", 160. And over the last, you know, I guess it took probably about 8 years, I was able to add about 70 pounds of muscle.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so, you know, my training tends to be about 5 days a week with resistance stuff. I do a lot of high-intensity cardio, longer-range cardio as well in addition. But the core of it, I would say, is 5 days a week. And, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is a lot of that has to do with eccentrics. I mean, if there's no eccentric component, I see so many guys who are trying to add muscle swinging kettlebells around and doing Olympic lifting stuff. And, you know, really what builds the muscle is that eccentric. So if you train your left arm with concentric, you know, lifting weights, and then your right arm with just lowering the eccentric portion, your right arm is going to get huge and your left arm is going to stay, you know, pretty much the same size. So that's really what I'm in the gym. I really do focus a lot on the eccentric part of it.
The word form is thrown around a lot, but I think that what people fail to understand about form has more to do with control. The idea of form means not to be flailing the weight so that the muscles that you're trying to engage are controlled through controlling the weight. And when you talk about eccentric, that's what you're talking about. I see a lot of guys, like you're saying, they'll do curls where they'll heave the weight up and then they'll just let it fall down. And they're not taking the benefit of resisting the weight returning back down again through control. And that's where the real muscle trauma occurs.
Yeah, it took me about 8 years to figure out how to train calves. And if you really think about it, when you're doing the negative portion, you can think of it as a bunch of micro relaxations, and you can tear a heck of a lot more fibers with one eccentric rep, or you can just sort of let it go down smoothly. And you probably couldn't see it if you were watching someone train, but you're right, you can get to that level of sensitivity where that one rep, that's truly where muscle growth starts happening, when you're actually, you know, at the nervous system level, you're really thinking about kind of creating those little jagged stops within the negative,
right,
so that you can tear more fibers.
Well, when the muscle is lengthening, that is counter to the way the muscle likes to work. The way the muscle likes to work is it likes to use all of its contractile force to shorten. But lengthening is not its best job. And so when the muscle is lengthening, that is when you have the best opportunity to really stimulate muscle growth, as you're pointing out. But a lot of people, they just don't get that at all. Now tell me about your diet and nutrition. Do you stay fairly lean?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on a quest to get lean for, you know, a long, long time. And yeah, now I've really kind of put everything together. So, always making sure that I have abs and things, but yeah, right now I'm probably just over 5%.
Wow.
For me, low carbs definitely work, but I've been playing lately with, you know, taking my carbs up a little bit. And it's funny, I guess once your insulin sensitivity is to a certain level, you can do a lot of different things. The most important thing, obviously, is protein is the central piece of that. And then you can play a little bit with your fat and carb levels. But it's amazing how long, you know, some people have sort of natural gifts. You look at them and they just look amazing right out of the gate. I think the worse your genetics are, the more forced you are to be cerebral in your approach. And for me, until I got the food thing down, it was, you know, I could not make gains. For the first 3 or 4 years, whereas my father-in-law, you were talking about, Chet Yorton,
yeah,
he added, his first 7 months, he added 50 pounds.
Don't you love guys like that? I know. I mean, there's so many of them out there. I know.
It is crazy. And you know, what's funny is I almost think some of the best people to talk to are the people that had a really rough go of it, because they're forced to, like, you know, you were talking about how you're always investigating every supplement. I love that about you, that you're thinking, maybe this next one could be the answer for me. And you've pretty much explored everything. And, you know, if you don't have the best genetics, that's really the people to learn from, I think.
I come from a long line of strapping scrappers. You know, my dad was, I wouldn't say he was hypermuscular, but he was extremely strong. I mean, I remember my father... This is no BS. Carmine, God bless you. I miss you. Strapping a refrigerator to his back and walking it up 3 flights of stairs to my Aunt Rosie's apartment and then installing it. So, and I mean, okay, refrigerators weren't like they are today. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a one of those Sub-Zero refrigerators. You know, it was an old Frigidaire.
Sure.
But I mean, I come from a line of strong people who don't necessarily carry, a similar amount of muscle mass as their strength. And so it's been very hard for me. You know, I trained with a listener recently who flattered me in saying that I was a lot leaner than he thought I would be, and I was a lot stronger than he thought I would be, because I don't give off that appearance. I'm a little sinewy, you know, so it's hard for me to put on that muscle. So I have to work harder at it. And you're right. Diet really is it. That's where it is. Would you consider yourself an ancestral diet advocate or just a low carb guy?
I think ancestral gives you some pretty good clues. I mean, it's like the whole thing about natural. Cyanide is natural. So,
yeah, so is wood, but we're not supposed to eat it, you know?
That's right. And, you know, I know some of those guys really, they don't pay attention. The only thing I think they can climb a little bit in those type of ancestral diets is the fructose, because, you know, they're eating berries and they're eating this, and, well, it's a natural thing. So I tend to be a little bit lower carb on that side, and if I were going to eat carbs, it would be oats or brown rice or sweet potato or something like that. But I do think that that's really some of the best evidence to show you that, you know, the average American is eating about 17% of their calories from protein. And that's too low no matter how you slice it. You are going to be softer. You're going to have worse insulin sensitivity. So I think if you look ancestrally, that gives you some pretty good clues that we can handle diet, certainly 35 to 60%, maybe more in lean times, calories from protein.
Right. And you know what? The Wenner Gren Foundation, which is an anthropological organization, they have done a lot of research into what we now call Paleolithic-style nutrition. And Dr. Lauren Cordain has a friend over there, and her name will probably pop into my head as soon as I finish speaking about this. But I spoke to her one day, and she said, you know, when paleo nutrition guys talk about eating fruit, they fail to realize that our paleo ancestors didn't have the fruit we have today. An apple was probably the size of a golf ball. It was green and it was bitter. It had very little sugar in it. So when they found an apple tree and they ate like a dozen apples, it wasn't the apple. It wasn't a Fuji or a Gala apple they were eating, you know?
Right. That's a fantastic point.
Yeah, we work very hard to exploit the things we like in foods and make them, you know, we want fatty animals, so we feed them corn and grain. Unfortunately, it creates the wrong kind of fat. It causes a pro-inflammatory fat. We want sweet, sweet fruit, so we find the ways to create the sweetest, juiciest, biggest fruits. That's not what our paleo ancestors were eating.
Yeah, and if you look at what they ate when they did kill something, they didn't go for the muscle meats the way we do. They
organs.
Went right for the organs.
Right.
So they were eating a very different kind of fat, probably much higher. You know, the Indian braves used to worry when the bison got too lean, because they knew they were going to get sick.
Yeah.
It is interesting how it's really tough to get back to nature. You think, well, we'll just kind of step back a few paces, but you're right. If you ever eat an apple in the wild, it just tastes terrible. And you can tell there's just so little sugar there. It's almost like eating, you know, cardboard.
You know what? With the upcoming elections, I would vote for a president tomorrow morning. I don't care what partisan relationship he has. If he, and I would vote for a president that came out tomorrow morning and said, look, health care is related to the food we eat. We're going to start to change the message to the general public. We want to start embracing healthy, naturally raised animals with natural diets. We want to start embracing animal fats and proteins. We want to return to our ancestral diets. We want to get away from large manufacturers of food products and go back to small family farms by decentralizing the food chains. We want to do these things because ultimately it will reduce our burden in the medical industry. I would vote for that guy or gal tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Well, that's two votes because I would as well. But I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't think that's going to become
no. No, no, not as long as companies like Monsanto and Conagra and Syngenta are funding these political campaigns, you know? It's just unfair. But anyway. All right, well, listen, we've come to the end of an interview. I have to tell you that I love your products, and I have a great sense of fondness for your company because of the wonderful job that you do. And just keep coming out with these flavors. I'm always astonished. Every time I try a new flavor, I say to Lisa, I want to buy all of these next month. All I want is the peanut butter and jelly and the cinnamon bun. That's all I want right now. So
we'll make sure we send you some since you got plenty of supply there.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, thank you so much. Say hello to Shannon. Say hello to Tom for me. Keep up the great work, okay?
Will do. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ron. All right. So there you have it. Go to my website, superhumanradio.com. Try two Quest protein bars today. I promise you that you will love them forever and ever. When we come back, we will have Dr. Michael Smith on. We're going to be talking about Bill Falloon's new book, Pharmocracy, and also the trace mineral, indium. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick-change dumbbells on the market. starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Work it, make it better. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest, you know him, you love him. He is the voice of the Life Extension Foundation, Dr. Michael Smith. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
Hey, Carl, I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me again.
Very good, very good. And always good stuff. Bill Falloon has been quietly at work at his desk, working hard to save the common man from the perils of the pharmaceutical agenda.
Yeah.
And he has published a new book that is now available called Pharmocracy. And that's P-H-A-R-M for those of you. He's not talking about family farming here. We're talking about the pharmaceutical agenda. Which I have to believe that Bill Falloon is probably a big fan of family farming anyway, so I'm not going to take that away from him. But anyway, tell me about the book.
I'll tell you, yeah, this is one of, I think, his best books that he's ever produced. And he's written a few good ones, in case you didn't know. But I like this book because it really is highlighting a lot of issues that we really have to face, honestly, in this country, Carl. I don't know who or how we figure we're going to pay for all of this health care coming down the line. And he addresses ultimately that question is where is the burden going to lie when it comes to paying for our health care? And then he uses this book also to go into the pharmaceutical companies and how one of the reasons we have such skyrocketing health care costs is basically a corrupt pharmaceutical industry with heavy pockets. And they are lining the pockets of our government officials.
Well, but let's not make a mistake. Something else I learned from one of Bill's earlier books is that the pharmaceutical companies with their heavy pockets could not survive if it were not for the cooperation of the American government.
Absolutely.
For those of you who don't know this already, I actually learned this from one of Bill's books, that which arm is it of the government that pays for prescriptions, Medicaid or Medicare?
Medicare.
Okay. Medicare, which is the largest purveyor in the world of pharmaceutical products,
correct,
does not get deeper discounts because they're the largest purveyor of pharmaceutical goods. It is written into law that they must pay the suggested retail price for their pharmaceutical drugs. Now, think about this for a second. It's well known in business that if you are a large vendor, let's say Dr. Smith sold widgets, and I bought more widgets from Dr. Smith than any of his other customers, I would go to Dr. Smith and say, since I'm your biggest customer, I demand the deepest discounts. And Dr. Smith would say, of course, I want to keep you as a customer. But instead, the politicians who were being coerced by or coaxed by the pharmaceutical industry's funding for their political campaigns and so on, agreed to the fact that the American government shall pay the most for pharmaceutical drugs.
Correct,
this is one of the biggest burdens we face in healthcare today.
And in that retail price too, Carl, is also incredibly inflated. Because this is where his new book really gets into this. His new book ultimately is about too much regulation, government regulation in the healthcare industry. And he uses a lot of different examples, and he's used this one example before, but since we're talking about retail pricing of pharmaceutical drugs, what people need to understand, it's not really retail pricing. It's inflated pricing that basically is creating and has created the largest industry as far as profits are concerned that the history of the world has ever seen.
Right.
And that's the pharmaceutical industry. The example he gives
From the other book, FDA Lies, Deceptions, and whatever.
Yeah.
He listed like the top five prescription drugs and what the insurance companies pay for them and what the government, what Medicaid or Medicare pays for them.
Right, and what you have here is you have the pharmaceutical companies protecting their product, and they do so in a way that diminishes any sort of innovation in bringing out better products at a cheaper retail price. And a great example of that is the Androgel, which is a very commonly prescribed testosterone gel. It is bioidentical. However, the company that is producing the Androgel, which by the way,
It retails
for about about $348 a month.
Right.
They basically have done all kinds of petitions to the government, and of course the government has listened because of those deep heavy pockets. Let's don't deny that's there. They basically petitioned the FDA to make some of the more safer bioidentical forms, specifically out of compounding pharmacies, over a certain dose to be illegal. So what they've basically done is they've taken the competition out so they're able to keep those inflated prices. If you go to a compounded pharmacy in an unregulated situation, there's no reason why bioidentical testosterone shouldn't cost but about $180 a year.
Exactly. And I was just going to say, you know what pharmaceutical companies pay for a gram of testosterone-based powder? About 70 cents a gram, 60 cents a gram.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's roughly 30 grams in a complete tube of Androgel.
Yeah. Well, and what it comes down to is they have a product that's been positively regulated for them by the FDA in the market by basically keeping these compounding pharmacies from making more and more of compounded testosterone. They've basically knocked those pharmacies out. They're allowing the companies to inflate these prices. As a matter of fact, regulated testosterone, which is what Androgel is, costs 23 times more than free market testosterone would. And that, why is that happening? And that's what he exposes in this book. Why does that happen? Why is there a 23 times markup for a product when there's other products that are just as good that can be sold that aren't allowed to be sold? Why is that? And the only answer to that is the deep pockets of the pharmaceutical companies feeding our
I don't understand how antitrust laws can't be applied to the pharmaceutical industry for their profiteering. No,
it's very simple because it's in the guise of the FDA of protecting consumers.
Right.
That's how they do it, because the FDA, by the way, do you know, Carl, it is so scary. You know, the FDA pretty much has uncontrolled power.
Oh, I know that.
They don't have really any regulatory board. They don't answer to anybody, to the administration that's the president himself for the most part. And that's they pretty much can do what they want to do. And if they want to deem certain things unsafe, you know, with the bioidentical testosterones, if you compound that over a certain dose, they call that testosterone illegal.
Right.
So that's how they do it. That's how they're controlling or protecting the profits of Androgel, while at the same time keeping out of the market compounding pharmacies by calling testosterone. By the way, Carl, last time I'm pretty sure your body makes testosterone.
Yes, it does.
I'm pretty sure my body makes.
That back. I've been on injectable testosterone since 2007.
You stopped a long time ago.
No.
Well, yeah, but the point, we're being facetious, right? I mean, the point is they're calling a product illegal because it's dangerous, and come on, they're just making all this up, Carl.
Well, Bill's last book, he listed like the top five selling prescription drugs, and I can't recall the names of them, but I remember one of them, the insurance industry was paying $16.22 for a month's supply, and the American government was paying $326 for a month's supply.
Yeah, well, here's where it's all going now. So. How long has life extension, and I know, Carl, with your listeners and on your website and other companies, not just life extension, but other really good companies in this industry, we've been talking about the power of bioidentical hormone replacement in people as an anti-aging strategy, right?
Yes.
We've written protocol books. I mean, we have stuff back in the late 80s talking about DHEA, for instance. So
right.
We've been talking about this for a long time, and there's been a lot of pushback from traditional medicine. However, what you're going to start seeing over the next couple of years is you're going to start seeing by traditional doctors, by these traditional pharmaceutical companies, an acceptance of the fact that bioidentical hormones work and they are anti-aging. You know why they want to do that? Because they're going to allow Androgel to be sold for $380 a month. And what that means is one drug, if the traditional doctors can convince the average American man that now he needs testosterone, which, by the way, we've been saying for a long time.
But they've been saying no. They've been telling their
patients.
They've
been saying no, yeah. But now that they see the profit potential, that one drug, Androgel, in 1 year will generate $319 billion. If
well,
you got
I,
the average
but I,
American
I talked
on
about
that,
this.
On that.
I talked about this 6 years ago, 7 years ago, six years ago, when we talked about growth hormone and IGF-1 and all these other things, and I said the pharmaceutical industry must be in position to profit from these items before the government and the pharmaceutical industry will bring them to us.
Right,
until then,
exactly.
Until they're in position to profit, they're not going to condone it. They're going to say, no, it's
not.
No good for you.
Yeah, of course not, because they have to see how it can fit into their other products and their pipelines and stuff like that before they're going to decide to back something up. But here's the thing. You're going to see it. You're going to see traditional pharmaceutical companies coming out talking about the power of bioidentical hormones. The FDA is going to start backing it. And now you're going to be left with this. No longer will you be able to get compounded testosterone. No longer will you be able to get compounded estrogen. You're going to be forced to do what? If you want to use these hormones in your anti-aging regimen, you're going to have to pay either phenomenal prices out of your pocket, or you're going to be forced to go straight to that pharmaceutical company with that prescription that supports that pharmaceutical company's Androgel.
But obviously the insurance companies will start picking up the tab then once that happens.
Yeah, and so then the question becomes, and that might be the case, but then and that's where his book also leads. If that happens, who's going to pay for that? Think about this. If we start giving bioidentical testosterone to men, the traditional route, right, you know, going down that pharmaceutical company route with insurance, you're talking about a cost for one drug now, one anti-aging drug called Androgel at $319 billion a year. Who's going to pay for that? Where is that going to come from?
From a country that is already crippled and staggering under the weight of the debt that has been created by our government. You have to remember something. Governments don't have money. It's our money that they have.
Yeah. And print money and it's pretend money.
Well, but we have to earn it, and they have to have it in taxes in order for them to have to recycle it through our hands to their hands. And the reality is that we're already crippled by debt. This isn't going to work. We're going to come back real briefly, quick commercial break, and we'll come right back with Dr. Michael Smith. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith. Right now we're talking about the new book, Pharmocracy, where Bill Falloon details the upcoming disaster that is awaiting this country,
right,
if we keep following this pharmaceutical agenda. And let me tell you something. It's estimated, and I know I've said this a lot, but you know what? This is my new message. It's estimated that by the year 2030, half of this country will be obese. What you should take away from that is half of this country will be sick with metabolic syndrome. They'll be on a half a dozen different prescriptions. This will bankrupt us. This will take those of us who are not sick and working hard. The majority of our income is going to be given up to take care of these unhealthy people.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, Carl, the unfunded liability, the Medicare unfunded liability, is now estimated at $24.6 trillion. Now, what's interesting is in 2009, the unfunded liability was estimated at $37 trillion. Somehow between 2009 and 2011, our wonderful representatives were able to shave off about $13 trillion. No one knows where that money went. They do a lot of fuzzy math with these numbers to make it look better. Ultimately, though, every year your tax revenue brings in about $2 trillion. So right there, you see that there's just no way. At the current rate, there's no way we're getting out of this. And if you continue to, and this is the point of his book, if you continue to regulate medicine the way they're regulating it, you're going to add more and more to this cost. I mean, look, if you start regulating the supplement industry, which I promise you the FDA wants to get our hands all over this stuff. If you start regulating the hormone industry like they are, you know, Androgel being the only one you're going to be able to get. If you sponsor, if you continue to sponsor this type of pharmocracy, that's the name of his book. If you sponsor that, you're going to add to this already $24.6 trillion unfunded liability. I'm sorry, there's going to come a point, Carl, this may sound mean and scary, where you might get diabetes, you might have metabolic syndrome, and there is nothing we're going to be able to do for you.
Right.
Absolutely nothing, because you guys, the money's simply not going to be there. Instead, if we return to a free market approach, we can actually spare Medicaid and Medicare from insolvency while significantly improving what? The health of everybody. Come on.
But it's not you know what? I admire Bill's work, but it's not going to happen, because the fact that half of this country is obese means that they're nothing more than lemmings following a nutritional protocol set out by the government and by its corrupt benefactors, these large factory farms and agribusinesses and food manufacturers and so on and so forth. Yeah. So it's not going to happen, because the half of us that are already understand this are staying healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't go for the lie from the pharmaceutical companies that they have to charge these outlandish prices, because it goes all into research. New stuff is coming out. New reports are coming out that a vast majority of their money does not go into research. It goes into advertisement.
Oh, that goes without saying. They picked up where the tobacco industry left off.
Yeah, and so here you have all of this money being pumped into the system. We have this huge unfunded liability. You got all this huge market, huge retail prices on simple drugs like Androgel, and yet we have no cures. We're not any better off for heart disease. And as a matter of fact, what's interesting, and Carl, I know you look, you go through a lot of different research stuff. You're really up to date on stuff, and I think you'll agree with me. A vast majority of the great innovations that do happen, they're rare nowadays, but when they do, they don't come out of your big NIH-funded type medical centers. They're coming out of small little labs, you know, people who just approaching a problem honestly, unbiasedly, and that's where all the innovation is. That's where our money needs to go. You're right. We cannot.
But unfortunately, you know what happens to those companies? I know of a company that was working on dendrite-related products.
Yep.
And they were acquired by a large pharmaceutical company.
Yeah. And a lot of times they acquire them not to continue that research.
To squelch them. Yeah,
because they see this as a huge potential. It's going to take away from, you know, their market share of an important drug, and that's making them billions of dollars, whatever it may be. You're right, Carl. We can't continue with this. You say it's maybe too late. I don't know, but we got to try something. And if you read his book, Bill Falloon lays out really nicely how a very simple free market approach to pricing, to healthcare insurance, all this stuff—a free market approach really, really can turn all this around in a short period of time. But you're right. How do you do that when the people who are making the laws are benefiting from
that's the problem? Themselves? That's the problem. The whole system is corrupted, and the only thing you can do is vote with your dollars and take care of yourself. And avoid disease at all costs. That's the key. And keep in mind, the pharmaceutical industry is trying to even get those of us who avoid disease. They're trying to convince us now that the new blood pressure, they want your blood pressure to be, 120 they want it to be 100 over 60 now.
Yeah, they're dropping it lower because now you have more people with what?
Well, you broaden the net. And we've seen studies just recently that we talked about on my show that show that people who exercise, the damaging effects of higher blood pressure is completely mitigated. Mitigated. In fact, the hypertension is a result of a high performance system. Think of a race car. It runs higher oil pressure than a Volkswagen. So don't buy into this nonsense. Please don't buy into it. Okay.
I was going to let your listeners know if they go to lifeextension.com. Right on the homepage is the book, basically. They can click, they can read a synopsis of the book that's actually out, I think, in the October magazine. Which just kind of goes through some of the points we just talked about, Carl. The whole book actually is for members of Life Extension. I think it's $32. But if you buy, actually, no, I think it's going to be less than that. Right now you can get 60% off. So it's $29.60 for a member, $24 for non-members. We're lowering the price because we want people to buy a bunch of them and send them to friends and just try to get it out there. We're basically, the price is covering the cost of publishing the book for the most part.
I'm surprised Bill didn't do what the pharmaceutical industry does with the price of his book. mark it up 23% and say that he had to because all the research that he did cost so much money.
And then take all the other books off the market so you only have one to read.
Yeah, there you go. And negotiate with Kindle to make this their only book.
So there is a kind of a good little model we can follow, right, if you want to be corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about something else for a minute for the second half of this show. There is a trace mineral that has become the subject of discussion as it relates to anti-aging and metabolic disorders and so on. It's known as indium. And what exactly is indium, Michael?
Well, it's a metal. It's a metal supplement. And you're right. It's kind of is receiving a lot of notoriety, I think, in the industry now. It's been around for a while. But over the past maybe year or so, more articles have come out about it. There's a book called Fighting Inflammation 101 that actually has talked a lot about indium, and it became kind of popular from there. But it is a metal. It's a soft silver metal, and it's in the forms that they use. Now keep in mind that we don't know too much about indium, but the manufacturers claim that the forms that they use in the supplements, which are a sulfated form, are highly stable, very easily absorbed and highly bioavailable. But there's controversy there, and I think it's important that we kind of show both sides of this.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is indium seen in a similar way as, say, vanadium?
No, it's not. Vanadium, we definitely here's the difference. Vanadium has some absolute, you know, good clinical research behind it. We've seen the effects of vanadium with insulin sensitivity issues. I mean, there's good evidence behind that. However, it is still a metal, and there's still dosing issues with it. I don't care what you're doing. Every metal, Carl, has some toxicity.
Right.
You're talking about toxicity to...
I mean, even copper, which is naturally occurring
absolutely.
In most vegetables. Right.
Yeah, if you overwhelm your system with any metal, you're going to have a problem metabolizing it. It deposits in... Any metal can deposit in your solid organs, specifically your liver or your kidneys. And ultimately, what all metals do, including iron, is they increase oxidative stress. So at Life Extension, we are very cautious when it comes to daily intake of any metal, and that even includes silver, for instance. People ask us all the time, why don't we support silver products for immune support? Listen,
just find that guy on the internet who turned blue from his colloidal silver.
That'll answer
the question for you.
But I tell you what, I just did a whole immune support webinar and a lecture, and I didn't talk about silver, and I had a lot of questions come in. Why not silver? Listen, if you want to, I think silver is antibacterial. I think it's antiviral. If you want to use it for a couple of weeks when you feel sick to kind of wipe it out, fine. But at this point, I'm like Life Extension. I can't support daily intake of something that has it's a fine line between just enough and too much.
Well, also, you have to look at what naturally occurs in food products. I mean, nobody's eating silver to that degree that people who are drinking a couple ounces of colloidal silver a day are getting.
Right, and you're overwhelming the body's ability to metabolize these metals. I mean, copper has a very limited metabolic pathways and ways that it gets out of your system. All of them do. Indium, all of these are, I think that until we can figure out exactly how these metals are brought into the system, their distribution, exactly how they're metabolized, excretion, you know, all of that is called pharmacokinetics.
Right.
When we understand the kinetics more of metals, maybe we'll be able to pinpoint doses better and talk about daily intake. But I'm a little worrisome. You know, we talk about not wanting to do mercury and vaccines and all this kind of stuff because of the metals, yet we'll turn around and we'll believe one marketer online who talks about some amazing results with indium. You know, in preparation for this radio show, and by the way, I do think there are some benefits, and we'll get to that, Carl, okay?
Right.
But, you know, I was doing some research here, and I came across, you know, and I guess we always see this in this industry early on when something's kind of new, when it first comes out. You always hear about these miracle cures, don't you?
Yes.
You know, it's like all of a sudden you see these stories of someone taking indium just for 2 days and their rheumatoid arthritis completely cleared up.
Right.
In 2 months of use, I saw one story that the bone density went from severe osteoporosis to completely normal. Give me a break. I know your listeners are smarter consumers than that, and they're not going to fall for that kind of stuff. But I did find some, I think what are legitimate benefits of indium. Keep in mind, though, that it is a metal and it does have its toxicity, specifically increasing oxidative stress. As an anti-aging company, there's a reason we don't talk about metal so much. What's one of the leading theories of aging, Carl?
Accumulation, right.
Oxidative stress, the buildup of free radicals over time.
Right.
So in a sense, if we're going to promote daily use of metal and help one of the theories of aging, we're kind of going against our business model.
Absolutely. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay, no problem.
When we come back, you can tell us what the upside and downside of indium and whether or not it's even worth us looking at it. Stay tuned. We'll be right
back. That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have not gotten a copy of Life Extension Magazine, there's no reason not to get a copy, because you get it for free. A six-month subscription can be yours by going to superhumanradio.com, looking on the bottom right-hand side of the webpage, and you will see the banner ad. You can either call the toll-free number or click the banner ad and get a six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine, the best magazine.
Absolutely.
And it's free.
Yep.
Okay. So, what are the purported benefits of indium, Dr. Smith?
Well, you know, Henry Schroeder, did you ever hear of this guy? This was a...
this morning when I was doing some research.
Yeah, he's one of the... he passed away, but he was one of the world's leading researchers on heavy metals, and he actually started all of the indium craze a few years ago. I'm not sure exactly when he passed away, but...
He passed away after a very, very large dose of indium.
Well, but it's interesting. What he noted, he was the one who said that indium looks like it has some modulating effects on the hypothalamus pituitary axis, which is basically what runs your hormones, right? And so that's kind of where it all took off from. But what people don't realize is that in the same breath, not only did he say that, he also said that it is a metal. It increases oxidative stress quite significantly and is toxic. So the industry has kind of taken what he did and has focused only on the positive part, and they've kind of left out a lot of the toxicity. Matter of fact, he was a toxicologist. That's who he was, Carl. And he did a lot of research on metal toxicity. He was the one that brought a lot of our the information we have on iron toxicity, lead toxicity, mercury. A lot of that came from his labs. And he looked at indium, said, yeah, it looks like it does have some hormone stuff here. However, it's a metal.
Yeah, there's a lot of nasty things that you could come in contact with that do 36 bad things to you and one good thing.
Yeah, so yeah, but the industry, unfortunately, I don't think has been fair, hasn't been, you know, we jump on the pharmaceutical industry a lot, but sometimes we fall to that same trap. We get excited about something, we want to promote it, but we really do have to take, I think, a fair, you know, biased approach, especially when it comes to the metals. Now, so when I'm doing my research for this, Carl, I got to tell you, there's a lot of crazy claims out there for indium. Ultimately, if you go through all these different websites, they claim that it's the latest and greatest in anti-aging medicine. But most of them didn't back that up with anything. So I went to PubMed and I just did some of my own, you know, simple searches, right? Just kind of seeing what's out there basically. And here's, I think, what you could say indium is good for. And this is based on a PubMed research. One, it does seem to show some improvement in memory. Now, these models were animal models now. They put rats through, you know, different mazes.
The maze, right.
Yeah. And the rats basically before the older rat, they had old rats. The old rats before the indium didn't do very good, kind of probably like you, Carl, running around forgetting where your keys are.
Right, right.
But they gave the rats some indium. They did it on a daily dose. I did not work out the human equivalent dose. Maybe that we can I can follow up with you on that, Carl. But
okay.
they gave the rats some indium, and the rats got better at the mazes. Now, that wasn't just one study. I would never talk about just one study, right? In medicine,
right.
We have to have what is called reproducibility.
Right.
And there were several animal studies, similar animal model studies, showing an improvement in spatial recognition of shapes. And in going through those mazes, the memory test for rats. So maybe there's something there to be said about memory. Now, of course, those are animal models, but we have to start somewhere. Maybe some small human studies can move up, can start now looking at indium's use in memory. It looks like it might have some effect on some of our autoimmune type disorders for skin. And I know that sounds weird because you're thinking, okay, metal, skin, you might think it might irritate that and stuff, but it did show some benefit in acute skin problems like burns and scratches, but in also some of the autoimmune ones, specifically psoriasis. Some people, small case studies, but there were a lot of them that I found, people, you know, based on what their doctor wrote up, it wasn't like a testimony, it was their doctor writing a true case report, showed that there was a clearing of severe psoriatic plaques to say moderate to mild. It wasn't a cure. It wasn't a complete clearing, but severity, duration of flare-ups came down, and people went from like severe to moderate to mild. So it looks like there might be something going on with some immune modulating effects.
Do you know what year that particular study was done?
There were two. There were a series of case studies on indium and psoriasis. I know the first one I looked at was 2001, and I think that last one was in 2008.
Okay.
But if you go on PubMed, you can find these things too.
Okay.
You just play around. That's one of the greatest things about the internet nowadays. That information's right there. You just got to learn how to search a little bit. But try indium and psoriasis and see what pops up. You may have to search case reports, for instance, just to limit that search a little bit, and you'll see some of those same things pop up.
A frequent guest on the show, Dr. Andrew, says PubMed is Google for smart people. I like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is. It's so simple now to when I'm writing the blogs for Life Extension, I'm always on PubMed. I'll just, you know, and you can usually you get enough there just right there in the abstract. If you want more of the report, you can usually find the full research. So
sure.
I love it. I live on PubMed all the time.
Yeah.
Other things I found. Let's see here. It helps. And again, this I don't understand the mechanism here. Okay. But it did seem to help with severe cancer pain. Again, these were case reports like the psoriasis ones. And so maybe some human clinical studies need to be done looking at indium's effect on pain modulation. Also, it looked like it had some benefit in helping people with Parkinsonian syndrome. These are people with Parkinson's-like syndrome.
Right.
Parkinson's-like symptoms.
Right. Which could be basically essential tremor. There's a myriad of reasons that somebody could have that tremor.
No, we don't really know why. Right. It's all related to dopamine, but in Parkinson's, it's a definite destruction of dopamine nerve cells. But in these Parkinsonian type disorders, the nerve cells are still there, but the dopamine production is down. The dopamine gets degraded. But there's all kinds of theories there. It seemed to help there. Again, these were case reports. Seemed to also help with wasting, what is kind of muscle wasting that you see in chronic infections like HIV patients, and also may have had some antibacterial effects in clearing up watery diarrhea and stuff in people with AIDS.
Wow.
So there may be something there with the immune system. Now, when I did my PubMed, now here's what's interesting, Carl. Now, remember back to Dr. Schroeder, who said he felt it probably did have an immune-modulating effect on the hypothalamus and pituitary axis, which is your hormones, basically. So you would think if that's where it all started, you would have tons of information about maybe helping with irregular menses or, you know, something along those lines. I couldn't find anything. Yet, however, when you go to the websites, and this is where we got, you know, come on, be smart researchers, be smart consumers. You know, look at the science. You got to be careful with some of these websites that pop up, Carl, because they all talked about helping with irregular menstrual cycles,
right.
And I could find nothing on PubMed. Anything to do with hormone modulation. I found mostly in the brain and in the immune system with indium.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that Schroeder originally began all this with this immune modulating effect. I couldn't find it.
So the bottom line is the jury is still out about indium at all.
Yeah, yeah. Dosing, toxicity, how it's metabolized, distribution. We don't know any of those things. Keep in mind that there are probably about 39 isotopes of indium, and 37 out of the 39 are absolutely radioactive, giving off beta decay. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, so you're talking about two stable forms. I think it's indium-111 is the one that's sulfated, used in most of these
supplements.
But you're talking about a metal with radioactive isotopes.
Well,
so.
you know the other thing about metals in general, unless you're following the guidance that Dr. Smith gave us probably over a year ago when we did our show on the value of giving blood. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean, the importance of giving blood, especially if you are consuming metals, is very, very important because
that's a great point, Carl. That's an excellent point to bring up. That will actually help to reduce some of that oxidative load.
But I have a theory on how metals actually affect the body.
Okay, let me hear.
Okay, this theory actually arose from my use of a pulse electromagnetic field device that I put underneath my bed.
Okay.
That a friend of mine produces, and several people on the show have purchased them, and some people were more sensitive to it than others. Some people it lulls them to sleep, and some people it agitates them. Okay, now hold that, just keep that in your mind.
What did it do to you?
Well, it lulls me into sleep.
Okay,
it
so
does.
It's good for you. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, I remember watching the movie X-Men, and I remember when Magneto wanted to get out of jail, they injected this security guard which was basically like a ferritin liquid, and then Magneto actually uses magnetic power to suck the metal out of his blood, which came out through all different, you know, holes in his body and killed him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then now keep that in mind also.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Okay, you're going to see in a second. We live in an electromagnetic field of soup.
Yes, even
before cell phones and radio waves and our manipulation of radio waves, the earth pulses at 9.6 megahertz.
Yep.
I'm sorry, it's 9.6 hertz EMF field. The sun radiates electromagnetic fields down on top of us, blah, blah, blah. I strongly have come to the belief that the metals that accumulate in our body interact in a way of attenuation. And different metals attenuate and vibrate at a different frequency. Some metals are more susceptible to a large range of frequencies, such as iron, and some metals are only susceptible to certain ranges of frequencies, let's say, just for the sake of discussion, indium. And I think that is where these metals affect us, because they attenuate and magnify the effects of these these fields on our body. And that's why it's hard to reproduce some of the effects.
Come back to what I said before
about some people are agitated by the magnet and some people are lulled into sleep by it.
Yeah. I don't want your listeners to think I'm open to doing research on metals more. I think there's something there. We obviously need metals in our system. They are important cations for many different reactions. I mean, look at copper. We do need these metals. Now, the question though always becomes sometimes, and this is my issue with the industry sometimes, Carl. We get on that bandwagon. We jump on that new finding, we make these, let's be honest, some crazy outrageous claims, and here's my point. I just think we need to slow down. I don't even know what the appropriate dose is for indium, yet some of these websites talk like, oh, they figured it out, they got all this kinetic information. There's been no study.
Well, here's a perfect example. When vanadium and its sulfate,
the vanadyl sulfate,
became popular for stimulating insulin sensitivity, people were taking 12 milligrams a day.
Huge doses, yeah.
I know,
yeah.
And the reality is that vanadium accumulates. All of the research on vanadium shows that long after cessation of supplementation, the effects continued to occur. But these people in the studies were taking 300 micrograms a day.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we tend to overdo it in the industry, don't we? We say that all the time.
Well, we want to sell product. What good is selling something that everybody buys once and they're cured? Same problem that the pharmaceutical industry has.
Yeah, right. Well, and I think a lot of times too, we believe a little bit. If a little bit is good, a lot must be better. And that's I promise you, when it comes to minerals, trace minerals, the heavy metals, any of the metals, that's not going to be the case. There is going to be, Carl, for any metal you deal with, there is going to be a very narrow dose for effect. And we're nowhere to begin with indium. And I look at some of these supplements that are out there now, and I got to tell you, it looks like a high dose to me. And the more you put in your system, those higher doses, that metal is going to start breaking down. And we already know that the other isotopes of indium have radioactivity. So I think there's potential here, but until we figure out that appropriate dose, we figure out those kinetics, it's hard for me to back something like this.
There you go. So will Dr. Michael Smith be adding indium to his – and I know that you don't add things very easily. Will you be adding indium to your regimen?
No.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
Answer it? No.
That's it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Now I want to talk about what upcoming webinars you have going on. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith.
Okay.
If you don't already get Life Extension Magazine, it is free to my listeners. Go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad for Life Extension Magazine. You can either call the toll-free number or click the banner ad and get a free 6-month subscription. Check it out. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, honey, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Boy, I love my new iPhone. You know, I hesitated to get an iPhone. It was really a form of cognitive dissonance, you know. I really didn't want to spend the money, and I said, oh, iPhones stink, and who needs to be that connected? And here I am during the commercial breaks uploading photos from my iPhone to Facebook.
It gets you fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm such a schmuck, it's unbelievable. Anyway, so Dr. Smith, you're always putting on fantastic webinars. What's coming up soon?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really excited because this next one is actually we're going to present. I got together with some of our oncology doctors here at Life Extension, and we spent the past month or so just diving into all of the breast cancer research that's going on. And so we're going to. I put together with all that research. We're talking about a month long. We were going through all this stuff, and we put together a webinar, and it's titled Nutritional Support for Breast Cancer Prevention and Treatment. And I'm going to present some data in here that you will not hear anywhere else. Forget mainstream medicine. You're not going to hear Katie Kirk talking about any of this stuff. You're not going to see it on any of your major media outlets, but there are some fascinating things going on in breast cancer prevention, breast cancer cell apoptosis. We're seeing, granted, in case studies, we're seeing cures happening. And it's time that we really start bringing this kind of stuff out to the forefront. Next year, just so you know, this is just the beginning for Life Extension. We're really going to focus a lot on colon, prostate, and breast cancer for 2012. And we're thinking about doing, mainstream media commercials, just highlighting some of this research. People need to know what's going on. One of the things I'm going to talk about, let me just give you a little taste. I'm going to talk about aspirin. You know, aspirin's been in the news media recently. That's one thing that has been a little mainstream. Aspirin has been well known to prevent, since about 2008, certain cancers like lung, prostate, breast, maybe even some of the blood-borne cancers, the lymphomas, leukemias. Well, guess what? There's been some great research that just came out that now shows that aspirin increases survival of all stages of breast cancer significantly. And we're talking about a baby aspirin, so I'm going to present that data in this webinar.
But Dr. Smith, I have contended that all of cancer, in one way, shape, or form, is related to inflammation. And this just really speaks to that, doesn't it? I mean,
it does. We know that inflammation, you know, a cancer cell is a cell that has had mutations in its growth genes in the DNA. That's what a cancer cell is. And so the question is how does that happen? And we have carcinogens. Well, guess what? Carcinogens are activated by a lot of these inflammatory proteins. So we know, and maybe even inflammation itself, maybe even some of these inflammatory proteins, some of these can be some pretty potent growth factors, can't they? Some of these interleukins, some of the tumor necrosis factors, there's a lot of very potent cytokines out there that probably can even directly cause some of these mutations. So it's not surprising, but now we're starting to see the data. It's not just prevention. We're seeing an increase in survival. And I'm going to present some of that data for breast cancer. Also, here's a big controversy in breast cancer, bioidentical hormone replacement. Should women with breast cancer, even if they're estrogen positive, progesterone positive, should they be doing bioidentical hormone replacement? Is there any new research out there that shows that there's a benefit? Guess what? We found some really good studies. I'm going to present to you what may be the future of breast cancer treatment when it comes to hormone replacement.
You know, I want to go on the record of saying this in anticipation of what you're going to be talking about on the show. I don't think that hormone replacement therapy is going to completely mitigate the potential to develop breast cancer if you are leading a dirty lifestyle. And what I mean by that, if you're eating pro-inflammatory fats, if you're eating pro-inflammatory foods, if you're not sleeping right, if you're eating a high carbohydrate, high glucose burden diet, these are not going to be insurance policies. But at the same time, I believe strongly, and I've said it on the show dozens of times, that the relationship between estradiol and breast cancer is corollary, not causative. Right. And if that wasn't the case, every 16, 17, 18 year old pubertal girl would be developing breast cancer when their estradiol levels are the highest they're ever going to be in their life.
We also, some of the new research, I don't want to give away everything here, Carl, but some of the new research is showing that a lot of these estrogen metabolites undergo a certain amount of methylation.
At the liver, in other words.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of the problem might be in a decrease in methylation of these estrogens.
And interestingly enough, women who develop breast cancer seem to be very deficient in certain B vitamins, and guess what some of the cornerstones of methylation are B vitamins.
Yeah, and so now we're not going to go any further because I need people to come to the web.
We'll end up doing the show right now.
But I am going to go into some of the methylation issues with some of these estrogen metabolites. So that's the one coming up here October 19th at 7 p.m. You know, Carl, if people can go to our events page at lifeextension.com and they can sign up. You know, it's free. It's great. It's free information. Scientifically supported nutritional information on breast cancer prevention and treatment. We have some other things, though, coming up in November. You know, Life Extension every year has our big super sale, right?
Right.
And this is when we always introduce kind of our latest and greatest for the next year, and in this case, 2012. We're going to be talking about coffee antioxidants, and we're producing a coffee extract. We're going to be talking about the power of magnesium threonate in an upcoming webinar for brain health. We have the latest and greatest in 5-loxin inhibitors. We're going to talk about something far beyond Boswellia. And also, we figured out how to stabilize collagen in a supplement for healthier joints and skin. We've developed a truly undenatured type 2 collagen supplement, something that the world has never seen.
Okay, we have to do one more thing before we leave the show.
Sure.
What's going on at lef.org/LAC?
Yeah, so right now, if you go on there, the first thing you're going to see, we do have some more updates to the NDI.
Right.
We've rewritten some of our things that you can send directly to your legislators. I don't know, just as an update, Carl, we've had an extension on the amount of time that we can actually make our comments about the new NDI. I think it's now up in sometime in February. So we're still drafting a lot of things. Basically, the FDA gave us two or three more months to put our comments together. And we're really backing everything up with science, showing we're going to show some of the safety already out there of some of these nutrients. And to have to reproduce that is just silly. They don't even make pharmaceutical companies do that.
Yeah. Well.
So we're putting together what's going to be much more clear. Now that we have this increase in time, we're going to put together some clear-cut arguments. You can read about some of those updates right there on the Legislative Action Center. And you can keep flooding your congressmen and women with this stuff. We can't let this happen. This is still a game changer. We haven't made any victories yet. We just extended the time of commenting.
Yeah. We have to get behind this. This is really a big deal. All right, listen, Dr. Smith, as always, thank you so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
Carl, thank you so much.
Hey, Dr. Smith, can you hold on? When I end the show, I want to ask if you want to be a panel guest on an upcoming show. I just had a thought.
Okay, no problem.
Just hang on. All right, so look, this is the end of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you tomorrow. Lisa Profumo and Brooks Kubik are coming on. Coming on to talk about what to do with your garden now that the winter is coming. You're not going to want to miss that. And again, next Monday, this coming Monday, Ori Hofmeckler comes on about his new book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. He is not doing interviews anymore, only here at Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.